Warning. The following program is intended for a mature audience. It may contain language or images that are not suitable for some viewers.
This week on our show, we're going to talk about some crazy soda flavors that are coming about in India lately. Apparently getting stabbed will get you in trouble in Georgia. And hey, a guy eating at a place called the Heart Attack Grill had a heart attack. Welcome to Season 6 of Tucson Show. We are back in your face. We are the ones you rejected. We are the ones that you hate. You shut the fuck up and listen, 'cause we got something to say. It's our two cents. Two cents. Two cents. Well, welcome to Season 6 of Two Cent Show. It is March 10th, 2012, not 9, not 8, not 5, it's 2012. I'm your host, Tooth the Ranting Griffin, and here with me, who is it? Who's the co-host who's here with me? It's Jibba!
I'm back!
Jibba, you thought he was going to leave? No.
Well, you thought I was going to be white.
What? Why aren't you white? You were for a couple of days.
I am white only during the day.
You're aware, nigga. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. I turn black at night. It's a full moon outside.
Full
it
moon.
Makes it even better.
Full moon, you just smack a beer bottle over something and start stabbing bitches. And
is that what weird niggas do? I don't know because it happened.
Well,
I don't have any recollection. Is that what I do?
Wake up later with a bloody beer bottle. And, what did I do? I don't. ladies and gentlemen, you know what? It has been a long time since we have been doing this. It's been far too long, actually. I did not plan to actually take as long as a break as we did. But obviously, we have moved. We have changed studios. This wonderful new studio that you're seeing here on camera is actually, we had to rebuild it. We had the technology. you were thinking the same damn thing. Unfortunately, folks, we did not have $6 million to spend, because if we had, we would not be in a fucking garage. So, but we are here. We are here, and we have what we've got, and that's all you getting. So, hope you enjoy it. I think it's wonderful. I really miss doing that. Why does it seem like every time 2 Cents takes a break, suddenly news starts,
right,
that I want to tell everybody about? I mean, suddenly it's just like the entire world breaks down every time 2 Cents, and then when it starts, it's like, okay, some news, but I gotta pick at it,
right?
But then it goes on break and the whole world falls apart right in front of my damn face, and I don't get it. What did you do during the break?
I drank.
Is that all?
And I went to Midfair.
Yes, you did, in Australia. Yeah, I was there too.
It was a lot of fun. I would definitely say they set the bar for a lot of other places.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree, actually. They are, I was there for the first one. To be very honest, the first Midfair, it was kind of like a small American typical con, but over the course of, three, 4 years, they have really turned that into a world-class event. I mean, they're starting to, like, fuck with EF at this point.
They're getting close.
They really are.
In EF,
they're getting,
they're getting close.
And EF is, we can both agree, EF is the best con.
EF is the best
in the world.
In the world.
Yeah. So they're really doing well. I'm going to open a beer here. Watch. There we go. Oh, did I hit an audience member? I am so sorry.
Oops.
Oops. We have some audience members in the... You notice the people hanging. Actually, you got Toast back there. You notice the different camera angle. Toast, you can see back there in the background. And we got DJ Ear sitting over here. And we got Fat Ninja. If you don't remember, Fat Ninja is sitting in the back. Hey, go to your camera. There he is, Fat Ninja. Fat Ninja's been a long-time watcher of the show. He sends in a lot of letters here and there. We really appreciate him. And we got Wags back there as well. So we're chilling. We're hanging out.
You know,
and as a first show, we're gonna make some, a first show of the season, because we haven't done this in a while.
I thought you said as a first show, and I'm like,
no. we're gonna make some mistakes as a first show. And one of the first mistakes that I made was that I did not start my timer when the show. So, you got the time back there, right?
Nope.
Not really.
Okay, let me know when the subtract gets to, 35 minutes. All right, when it gets to 35, I don't care what I'm saying. I don't care if I'm in the middle of having sex with Jibba or DJ here. I don't care.
Wait.
You yell out to me.
What?
You, don't look so damn traumatized, man.
I'll just throw something at you.
No, just yell and say you got 5 minutes. Just at 35 minutes. All right?
No, you remember the
not
last
40.
You told him to say
I know, I
and
know.
And he didn't say shit
until it was over. 35 minutes. God damn it.
35 minutes.
I got plenty of things to throw over here.
So. Don't you throw shit. You go
no,
35
you,
minutes.
You throw something, I see. We're in a more conversational show now. You throw something at me, I get up and beat your white ass. And then I'll take over the camera and do a damn better job. You ain't going to tell this shit to
me. Oh, damn.
35 minutes.
35.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Remember, I'm a weird nigga. I got a glass of wine over here, and I can break a nigga knife
it's
over here.
Big damn nigga knife. You don't want none of that up in your ass. Why am I talking like you? just every time you die, you're infectious. You're like a fucking disease.
Niggas are... I mean,
just fucking...
Just as kind of a reminder, we do have neighbors that are going to hear just the word.
Will you stop it with the fucking neighbors? What? Neighbors going to complain?
They're over here, these little white children over here screaming like the hell. You can hear
fuck
them.
That. I don't care about the damn neighbor. What are you talking about? We're doing a show here. Shut up. What's... Yeah, I'm trying to think about what I did while I was gone, and all I can think of is, well, I moved.
You moved?
I moved. There. I'm watching, you know... Both Santorum and Romney being complete fucking idiots. I love how Romney stood up and in the same sentence was like, I don't want to take away anyone's rights, but I don't believe that gay people should have the right to marry. And it's like, how did this guy how is he not dead by now? How is this dude not, how'd he get on stage? How's this guy actually even a front runner? I don't understand.
You know, I have a question.
What?
You know, I've had a lot of emails actually asking, are we going to do an election show? It's been 4 years.
You know, it has been 4 years. You know, maybe we should. Set up the laptops again. Be much better quality this time from the last piece of shit camera you had.
Hey, this, because you got to remember that we had that day, and I said, let's do a live election show.
Yep.
And all I had
I know.
Was a webcam.
We had 3 hours. Let's do a shit. And 3 hours
and
later,
we
set up.
We tested with people.
What was it, a five-hour show?
Five-hour show from beginning to end.
Insane. Insane. Wound up with us hugging because Obama won.
Yeah.
Now it's like, well. if the main problem is, I remember thinking, you know, his only weak point is the economy. Please, God, don't let that be the major issue in the next 8 years. Well. But, yeah. Oh, well, we got that, and we got Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, you know what? The man is going down.
Yeah, with that story.
You know, I'm happy to see the man going down. But what pisses me off is that with all of the absolute crap that he's said over the years, all of the things that are just absolutely stupid, moronic things that he has said over the years, the thing that is taking him down this time is something he said that I absolutely agreed with. The one thing the man has ever said. I mean, some college chick is trying to get the government to pay for her condoms, and the guy was like, basically, well, how much sex are you planning to have, you slut? You want our tax money to pay for your condoms? That's what's getting him kicked off. Something that I would have said if Two Cents had been on the air during the time, but it wasn't. It's like, Jesus, you can't pay for a pack of condoms on your own going to college. How many condoms do you really need?
Well, you know better. In this country, the things we don't talk about, sex.
Yeah, I know.
We don't talk about sex. We don't talk about drinking.
You know, I think what the problem was is he didn't have that magical word behind him, comedian. You and I are comics. We are. We're professional comics. We can say anything. And you know what? It's all in good fun. Right. He's not a comic.
No matter what we mean behind it.
No matter what we mean behind it, because you can interpret it any way. We might be being funny right now. Who knows? We could be acting. We might not mean any of this stuff.
You never know.
You don't know.
Fuck you.
Fuck all of you. You don't know. But Rush Limbaugh, he can't do that. So he says something that, to me, was an honest observation. It's like, you know, seriously, you can't afford... What are you spending hundreds of dollars a month on condoms?
She might be. She might be in her dorm just letting dudes, letting the whole football team, soccer stadium, football stadium, all of California, Mission Viejo, Anaheim, all of Chicago, New York, just come in there and stick the dick in the pussy. She might even do lesbian sex with strap-ons. I mean,
I'd have been harder.
All sorts of stuff.
I would have been harder than that. I mean, you just called her a slut. I'd have been, bitch, you don't need money. You need to close your damn legs. That's what you need to do.
Maybe
you need to shut your legs. I got to pay money because you can't close your legs, bitch.
Maybe that's a disease.
Maybe it is.
I can't close my legs.com.org.
I can't close my legs.whore syndrome. That's what it is. Right there. Oh, my God. So, don't die. Don't die yet. We got a whole show, man. We got 35 minutes. 35. What time is it? How many we got?
You're at 16:33.
16. Okay. Just let us know when it's 35. If you let me know at 35:10, I'm going to fuck your ass.
How you gonna fight? How you not gonna find him? He's right the fuck there.
I'll fire him on the damn show.
My ass is at least half his size. So
your ass is half my size.
Half?
Your ass?
I'm talking about
your
you,
ass.
Jimmy.
Is at least half?
Half? Even my size, you damn whale.
Hey, your ass is at least half my size. That's just more butt kicking I get to do. So
at least half? That means he's skinnier.
At least, I know, but that ain't true.
He's a beached whale grown land legs.
No, when Toast says kiss my answer is always which acre. So, you know, that's how.
Or third world country.
Which county?
Which county?
Got a question for you. Just on the subject. Oh, by the way, let's get into the world news. Why don't we go to the world news? Let's just go ahead and go.
Oh, my holy God. It's time for the news.
Yeah, that's right. Wipe your head off, you sweaty son of a bitch.
Oh, shut up. It's hot in here.
And you just fat.
I have lost weight, thank you. My titties are no longer the sizes of barges.
Barges? You and your craziness. Well, you know how your tits got that big? Probably from eating fast food.
Possibly.
Do you like fast? What's your favorite
actually,
fast food?
I don't eat fast food anymore.
What is your favorite fast food place, though?
If you,
I don't actually either, but when you go.
Chick-fil-A, actually.
Chick-fil-A. Not bad.
But if you want, like, typical fast food, Taco Bell.
Did you hear about the dude, and this happened a few weeks ago. Dude was actually at there's a place I got friends in Vegas, right? They told me when the Heart Attack Grill opened up. And I thought that was cool. It's like, well, hey, at least, you know, what the fuck is going on?
We got
some noises and shit
playing the steel drums over there.
Apparently. No, there was they told me the Heart Attack. I looked at the Heart Attack Grill menu online. I thought it was the most awesome thing ever because, you know, at least truth in advertising. But apparently, a few weeks ago, guy was actually having, what was it,
the biggest one,
the triple bypass burger.
Yes.
And while he was having the triple bypass burger, in the restaurant, he had a heart attack at the Heart Attack Grill. And a male diner suffered a heart attack at the aptly named Las Vegas Eatery Heart Attack Grill while chowing down on a 6,000 calorie triple bypass, 6,000 calorie burger.
What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 days of food.
That is, at least 1,000
calorie diet.
If you live in Africa, that's a month of food. So, John Bassa, who opened the restaurant in October,
told news that he at first thought it was a joke, then quickly realized it was no laughing matter. Basso said that the unidentified 40-something diner was quickly whisked away by paramedics Saturday night and is alive. He's alive and recuperating, so he didn't die. He had a heart attack, but he didn't die. He said, I actually felt horrible for the gentleman because the tourists were taking photos of him as if he was if it was some kind of stunt. Yeah. So even with our own morbid sense of humor, we would never pull a stunt like that. He said, as for the diners, they kept downing their bypass burgers and flatliner fries during the whole thing. So nobody really paid attention to the guy. They thought it was a, you know, some kind of publicity thing.
Would you?
Or something. I guess I would.
I mean, you go to the heart attack diner, and someone, maybe it was like a daily stunt.
I'd be laughing my ass off.
Yeah, I'd be looking at him pointing.
getting the camera out. Oh, look what they're doing here.
Yeah.
The
diner while attack.
Yep.
I wouldn't stop eating. Fuck that.
But, I mean, you gotta, I hope he doesn't wind up suing them, because, you know, you have to, which you probably will.
Well, what I understand is that actually on the menu it says... It says the calories. Well, no, it has a disclaimer.
Oh, does it?
It actually has a disclaimer, so they're really
that would not surprise me.
I mean, even in walking in a fast food and stuff like that, if you get to a point where you're sitting there eating, you know the badness of the food.
You got
to. Even if they know the calories, he knows how many calories.
Well, if you're eating a triple bypass burger, how can you not know? This burger is not healthy for you.
Bypass.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's right there in the damn description. How can you not know when you walk in? And I mean, you know, McDonald's, you know what? No, I can't even see that. You go to McDonald's, eat that stuff. That's one thing. But you go into a place and eat a triple bypass burger. I hope he doesn't wind up suing him. Because that would just be, you know, it wouldn't surprise me in this country if he actually did.
And win.
And win.
Yeah.
And win. We got that. We had a, I don't know if you heard about this. Did you hear about the bus driver that was stabbed?
No.
Bus driver was stabbed in, where was it? Georgia. He was driving the bus. Authorities say a bus driver was stabbed in the face with a pen while trying to resolve a dispute with a passenger. The driver was suspended with pay. He was suspended. He was just, now, mind you, he was stabbed in the face for trying to resolve a dispute, and the driver was suspended with pay, I'll give him that, for not following protocol. A female passenger apparently grabbed a pen from the driver's pocket. You want to talk about a major insult? Stabbed with his own damn pen in the face. And then he gets suspended for getting stabbed in the face with his own pen. They're saying that it was because he didn't follow protocol. Because what you're supposed to do in that situation is you're supposed to radio for the police. While apparently whatever's going on in the back just happens. While the police are going to take 45 minutes to get to your bus. While some people are being shot or stabbed, you're supposed to radio instead of actually doing something about it. And people wonder, you know, why, you know, a stabbed woman in Walmart can just be stepped over and ignored. You know, it's we're driving it. That's where we're driving it in this country, you know?
I have to admit, that is fairly stupid. See, if I was a bus driver, what I would do, I'd just make a hard left turn.
Yeah.
They're sitting there going out of the back, just whoop, make them fly into the window, and then...
Face meet glass.
Are you done? They keep going, turn right.
You finished? Of course, everybody else gets a face full of glass.
Fuck them.
Yeah. That's right. You were on the bus.
I bet you that dude's thinking about that now while he has a pin stuck out of his cheekbone or something like that.
Gonna go back to work driving a bus. Why is there a pin sticking out? I don't want to talk about it. Don't even ask me.
I bet you now what I find funny about this is that he'll have another altercation on his bus and he will follow protocol and then get fired and sued for it.
Probably.
For not helping. Yeah.
It's really, we become a country of people who have been driven. We've been taught through, through retribution not to help other people.
Right.
Because, you know, the police, you'll get thrown in jail. Sometimes the police, the people you're helping will sue you for helping them. But then we get blamed and we get demonized for not helping people. And there's really no in-between at this point. That's kind of sad. I, I, I think that I don't know which way to go, honestly. Just, you know, leave a dude there bleeding and say, you know what, screw him, or, hey, I could be sued for everything I've got and go on to jail. And help the guy.
The only thing you can do is call the police or ambulance and keep walking.
Yeah, that's about it.
There's a dude lying here bleeding on 9th and 5th. Come help. I'm leaving.
Come help. He's bleeding out pretty good.
Yep.
He just coughed up his fucking lung. I think he's probably going to die. You better come. So, yeah, that's about all you can do without getting sued
In
trouble. So, yeah, kind of sad.
We're Sue happy.
We are Sue happy. This country is Sue happy. What time we got? 25-26. We're going to do one last story here because this is... India. Famous for some crazy shit. All of the people in India listening to the show, which we know you are.
Well, don't they have the highest population right now?
Y'all are some crazy shit. I don't know. Is it China?
Is China or India? I knew they were fighting for it, and their people keep fucking the hat to figure out what's going on.
Well, it's the people who fuck the most, so it's surprising not the Mexicans, but
But in China, they kill the babies.
That's true. Well, I know what they kill them with now. In China, they are making a new soda, a very popular soda.
I know where you're going.
And it's made out of cow urine. Cow urine soda. That's what the shit is made out of. To light up. India's leading Hindu cultural group. Yeah, in India.
Okay.
boy, Hindus worship cows for the life-sustaining dairy products, but many also consume bovine urine and feces in drinks and spices mixed for the health-giving properties. In some Indian states, cow dung and urine are sold in regular dairy shops alongside milk and yogurt. I want cow shit yogurt. Indian health food companies make what's called porridge, toothpaste, and tonic drinks, which claims to cure ailments ranging from liver complaints to diabetes and cancer, made all with cow shit and piss. So they're coming out with it's a holy thing for them. You know, they love the cow pee. They're drinking the cow pee. Now, here's the question. Would you try this? Would you try it? Because I'm thinking I might.
You know, I have to be honest.
I'm thinking I might. Would you?
Might.
I'm thinking I might try that.
I mean, I'm one of those, you know, we're both one of those people who will try anything once.
We'll try anything.
But you never know. What if this cow piss and shit was the cure of AIDS? I mean, AIDS and syphilis.
Cancer and all.
You just had to eat a big wad of turd. I mean, you stand in the back of a cow and he shits. And you stand there just...
munch a cow, flop, and just fall down in a field and start licking that shit up.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the pandemic that everybody will run to Nebraska
and just lay down in the middle of the cow field, tongues all out, licking this shit up.
You wouldn't have a cow turd in the country.
Trying to cure shit like Asperger's and yellow fucking toenails. Yeah, that's... I don't know.
I might try.
I think I'd try it. I think I'd try it. I would only try it.
I've tried a lot of things, and I've tried a lot of things I've said I wouldn't before. So I think I probably would, just to say I've tried it.
Yeah. I think I'd try it.
You know, next year we might. I might.
Would you?
Because I'm going where I'm.
Are you going to India?
Well, I'm going to Minfer again. Then I'm going to Korea. And then I'm going to Vietnam. So I just might make
you
a stop.
You might be
India.
Able. Yeah, if you could. Just give it a try. Let me know how it is. I imagine it will be salty. I'm
but
guessing.
No, because they're herbivores.
Well, yeah, but piss is salty. There's salt in everything.
Well, but the other might not be.
I don't know. I have no idea.
But you know what? And the funny part about it, and a lot of people don't know this, is that piss is actually sterile.
It is.
Piss is very sterile.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's inert. It's
poo
sterile.
Poo is a difference.
Poo is not sterile.
Poo is not sterile.
Poo is germy and sterile. Shit. Piss, there ain't nothing wrong with piss.
You can drink it and just be just fine.
It's fine.
It is actually very... Yeah. Unless you're sick.
Because we here at the 2 Cent Show... We advocate drinking piss. That's piss. Drink some. We want you to drink all the piss in the world. Well, I'll bottle it for you. Bill, give me money. I don't care. Buy more cameras.
Bottle two's piss, $50. I'll get a tape out of
this. It'll happen. You know I'll bottle my piss and I'll sell it. This new camera view brought to you by my dick. That's how.
You bro. Know, if I sat at a table and sold that shit at a convention, you know, and we will run out. And I'm going to come to you and be like, we got to piss. You'd be like, Jibba, I can't piss no more. You better get in this bathroom and piss your brains out. Hey. I'm going to get in there and reach in there with my damn head and pull it out of you if I got to.
It's just sand. Ain't nothing but sand coming out of my dick.
Sand out. We got water. We can mix it.
Oh, my God. Sand and blood. That's all. That's the last bottle is going to be sand and blood. That's what it's going to be. You know what? I think that we ought to move on to our... Well, it's kind of a new segment. It's not really a new segment. We used to do it the top 10. But, yeah, we're not going to do the top 10 anymore because it was kind of binding. We're just going to do the Gallery of Shame, which means we're just going to show pictures that are kind of screwed up sometimes. But, well, you'll get the picture.
Well, what time are we at first? Just to be...
Well, yeah, what time are we at?
31:20.
We got time.
All right.
Let us know. Actually, at this point, yeah, let us know when we're at 35. There's still 35. So, what do we got for our first Gallery of Shame picture here? I want to see this. Jibba, no!
No, Jibba, yeah!
Don't bite white people!
Why not? You're,
why are you biting white people?
Because she's white and blonde and a...
Don't bite!
I want that earring.
That is a very tasty looking earring. I will give you that one.
It looks like a donut.
It looks like you're biting a white chick on the head is what it looks like.
Well, I couldn't get to the earring first. I had to get through it.
What did she do? I mean, what did she do to piss the record?
She probably picked it up.
Well, maybe.
We don't like to be picked up.
Okay, I didn't know that. Well, Griffins don't like to be picked up either, so I can relate.
Yeah.
What's the next picture? Oh! Give me the crack! Give me the crack, bitch! Where's the crack?
His eyes are crossed!
That is a crack dog. That is a fucking crack dog right there. Oh my God. What did he go through? He just wanted more crack. Meth dog.
Don't you?
I don't want more crack.
Oh. Okay.
I don't want any... Well, I might want something of whatever that dog is on.
Right, I want what he has.
That looks like a dog that would make prank phone calls. You know, hey, what are you wearing? It looks like... What kind of fur you got on? What? You know,
we change our furs?
I don't know. Some people do. Ask furry. What's the next picture? Oh! Good luck with your job at McDonald's, bitch.
What the
fuck? Damn.
Shaved his head, has a little bouffant.
Is that a he or a she?
That's a he.
It kind of looks like a she to me. I don't know.
I think it's a he.
Well, whatever it is, you ain't getting a job. I'm just talking to you. If you're out there, you are not getting a job.
Which we know you're listening.
Nowhere. And we know you're watching the show because everybody watches the show.
Well, watching, sorry.
Yeah, you're watching the show. You are watching the show. So, I'm just going to tell you right now, sorry, you ain't getting a job. I will not even, well, I might hire her. It. Whatever. What's the next picture?
That's kind of neat.
That is kind of neat. Somebody parked in the wrong place.
That's shocking.
Hey, what kind of... Okay, Mr. Car Expert asshole back there. What kind of car is that?
Hold on a second.
What car is that?
That is a...
See, you don't know. Fuck.
I want to say that's a Hyundai. That's definitely your... That's in Europe.
It looked like
I know
Subaru
that much.
To me.
I don't know what it is, but whoever it is...
Or it could be a Renault Megane or something.
They parked under a very excited macro.
It has to be over in Asia.
They parked... This is what happens
in Asia
when a macro is too excited about a car in Asia.
Asian macro.
Dong Fu Go.
What? What the? What the? All right. What? Wait a minute. What? Okay, I'll accept that. I'll accept that answer, Alex.
Oh, Jesus.
I missed this.
Man,
I miss doing this. What do we got next?
By the way, it's 35 exact.
Okay, good.
You lied.
No.
No, I know it was 3502. He lied.
Next picture. Give me the next picture. Why you do not jerk off in front of your cats. What? That's
a crack cat.
Brought to you by the council for not jerking off in front of your cats. Right there. That's what happens when Toast is naked in front of a cat. Right there. That's
why would you do that to me?
What? Because that's the exact.
That's just.
That is the exact expression on your face.
That was the expression on my face. My eyes got all wide and my lip, like, curled.
Kind of dropped down.
You wanted it.
What is the next?
You know, it took me a second to figure out what the hell was going on.
That is not a fail. Why don't we have suits like that at fur cons? That suit rocks.
Because
that's a rocket suit.
Eat you.
I don't care. That's a rocket suit.
There are people that are into that, but I am not.
The only part about
I don't like the teeth.
The only part about that doesn't rock is I don't really want to imagine what kind of shit that thing's going to take. That is about all I don't want to know. It's like, why do you have toilet paper, and is it going to be like 30 feet long? That's all, is it going to be like a reptile shit that you just, leave like breadcrumbs? What is it going to, you'll be able to follow it back through the woods and get back home? What? No, so what's the next picture? Oh my God, call Paris.
That's a dude.
We need to be gay and set off metal detectors in Chicago. What the fuck is it? That is a dude. That is a dude. That is a very gay
dude. That's half.
Yeah, hon. Okay, look, you are gay, but you ain't that gay. You are no. I don't know anybody who's that gay. Well, okay, most people I don't know are that gay. I've seen some people who are. Who,
well, him.
Him. He's that gay. What time we got, Ralph?
37:42.
Oh, we got time for another one. Or two. Yeah. The new Mustang, now with a baby holder. What happens if you turn the engine on? Does it just suck it in there and use it for fuel? I want to know that.
No. I want to see it going down the expressway and the baby just fly out.
75 miles an hour. Down to L.A. is Doppler. Doppler child flying past your damn window. Oh my God.
Can I say something about that?
What?
Okay, first off, that's actually a Ferrari, and that's why they run so smooth. They run entirely on
babies. They run on babies. Oh my God, what's the next picture? Oh shit.
That is fucking scary.
That is just.
Are you eating my babies?
Yes.
You can't have McRibs until November. Fuck you.
Did you find out where this place is?
That's McDonald's. It's a McDonald's somewhere.
Where?
I don't know where.
Please find, because we need to go there and take a picture.
That is some
in that restaurant.
He's like.
Cow death.
It's Spanish.
Is it Mexican? Yeah, there is.
I see the Spanish.
That could be in California, though.
Well, no, but I'm just saying that means it's some place where they, where. So we've kind of limited our area
to.
We still have to find
most of America and Mexico.
Show that picture one more time. If y'all know where this picture is, please let me know. Let me know. I will get there and I will take a picture in front of this god awful sign.
That's just creepy.
While eating a McRib.
We gotta take off for a break, guys. Pay attention. Get rid of the damn picture. Get rid of it. We gotta go. We'll be back after the break. We got a new video from Cerberus, and we're gonna have your letters and the gore news afterwards. Yay, White Queens.
Two cents.
Don't look behind you.
Well, welcome back to the show. Well, I do have one thing to say, because everybody who's on the show, who's a co-host, has had a special little thing that they do. I'm going to introduce mine, since this is the first show of the season. I will. I'm going to drink a particular bottle of wine that actually someone picks. You're going to email me, and I'm going to actually drink it on the show and tell you about it a little bit. Tonight I'm actually drinking a Chardonnay from Sonoma County. It's a Châtillon Saison 2010, which isn't the best, but this is what I had to pick up on the way. So if you actually want to see me drink something on the show, send me an email at jfoxcoon@gmail.com or Twitter it to me, jibbafoxcoon, or everybody has my FA. But if you want me to see me something drink, as long as it is less than $100, I'm sure I can get it. Just send it to me and let me know. Ladies and gentlemen, we have B4 Bach in the show.
I crashed your website! I breached on your website!
They don't talk.
I crashed your website!
Wait, put that back on and look at me.
No.
Just put it up to your face and look at me again, please.
What?
Because
what, does it turn you on?
No. Maybe.
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
You know, how many, count, you counted, how many fucking times did I say, wait for the fucking Gore News intro before you switch over? How many fucking times did I say that?
Sorry.
No, I'm not asking you if you're sorry. I'm asking how many fucking times I said that.
I don't know.
What? 5, 6, 7, 12 million? What?
See, that's how I make you answer your own question.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it was about 12 million. So fuck.
12 million. God,
damn it. You know, I think we're, Jibba, we're doing fine. You know, you're my bud. This guy back here. Fuck is this guy? I'm gonna fire him.
If you would like to apply for the new production manager,
the new,
2 cents, please.
Technical director.
Oh, burn down.
If you are a trained fucking monkey, oh wait, they don't let them fucking in our complex.
Burn down the show.
They just send them up in planes. And spaceships.
Yeah. Gore news time. And a lot of people were concerned that we were gonna get rid of this segment. No. This is everybody's favorite segment. We will never get rid of the Gore News. It's been since the beginning, and it will continue on because everybody loves this segment. So, Gore News for you all, for the new sense of two, for the new season,
new
of two
sense
season.
Of two
new season. Sense of two season. So, in South Carolina, a man thought his girlfriend's kids were being too disrespectful. He thought they were being little snot-nosed punks and decided to give them a healthy dose of good, old-fashioned discipline. So he spanked them with a shovel. The kids are currently in the hospital where they are suddenly being very polite to everyone. Hey, whatever they did, I bet they won't do that shit again. You get hit with a shovel. You do something and you get hit with a shovel, you won't do it again. I don't care if you're a kid or a 50-year-old dude. You do something, you get hit with a shovel, you're not going to do that shit again. That, to me, is effective discipline.
How many kids did he beat?
Four. There were four of them. There were four kids. He beat them with a shovel.
Oh.
Well, from the news story, they were between 4 and 12. So, yeah.
That poor 4-year-old got probably locked up the house.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
He was playing golf with that little kid.
Yeah. The 4-year-old got punted into another goddamn time zone.
What's the trouble?
Yeah, boom. Yep. Yeah, and those kids, I bet they're going to wind up being very polite little kids when here in the future. In Texas, a woman... Oh, God. A woman is in critical condition after receiving a breast augmentation or operation offered at Queen Diva's Hair Salon and Spa.
And breast augmentation?
From Queen Diva's Hair Salon and Spa. In other news, Atlanta exploded today when the military had some nuclear IBM serviced by Danny Bob's Towing. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You really gonna have a boob job done by a... I'm a cosmetologist. I can cut people open. No, you can't! No, sorry. This is now bitch is in critical condition, probably gonna die. I don't care how gay you are. You cannot do a boob job with a cosmetology degree. Sorry. In the Ukraine.
What was the name of the shop?
Queen Diva's Hair Salon and Spa.
Was that the spa part?
I guess that was the spa part. That was the part with the spa. You go into the spa and you come out with either bigger boobs or dead. Who knows? In the Ukraine, a man entered a dumpling eating contest and ate dumplings until he won and was dead. Just after the man stuffed down enough dumplings to win the contest, he keeled over dead right there on the stage after receiving his award. So, don't eat too many dumplings is the, I think the,
what kind of dumplings?
Key lesson. They were some kind of crazy dumplings that they actually serve over there. Apparently they serve their dumplings with either cherries or mushrooms or potatoes. Some kind of crazy.
And he was a
Russian shit. And yeah, he ate a bunch of them and then died. And so, don't eat too many dumplings, ladies and gentlemen. In Missouri. An 18-year-old kid asked his 21-year-old friend to shoot him in the face. So he did. The end. That was it. That was the end of that one. Kid died in the hospital, and the 21-year-old is sitting in jail still wondering what he did wrong.
Why the fuck is he in jail?
Because he shot a kid in the face!
His friend asked him to shoot him in the face! He should not go to jail for that shit!
I agree. I totally agree with you. Great thing is it. Here's the part doesn't mention in this. He shot him in the face when they were traveling down the road in the back seat of a car.
So he just turned around.
It's like, I wish you would shoot me in the face. Pack, done. So yeah, that's the end of that. That's a good friend that'll do that for you. In Oregon, a happy and well-behaved teenage girl wanted to make her friends laugh at a party she was attending. So she inhaled helium to make funny voices until she was dead. Apparently, people need oxygen for some fucking reason. I didn't know this. I thought that they could just breathe anything and continue on. No, the chick actually inhaled helium until she died. That must have been the funniest death rattle in...
When you die, you expel your breath.
Yeah. Mickey Mouse's last fucking breath right there is what that was. People coming across the street. Did Alvin the Chipmunk just fucking die? So, yeah, I don't know. That's just... Finally in Alabama.
No.
Yes. A little girl who had been sneaking candy bars behind her parents' back was punished by being forced to run around the yard.
Oh, I read about this story!
until she was very thin and dead.
Remember that.
3 hours.
I remember reading that.
She ran for 3 hours until she fell over dead. And now her parents are in jail for murder because they made the chick run around for 3 hours until she was dead. You know? Holy shit, I had a pack of Milky Ways. Run until you're dead. Run! Mommy, can I stop running? Are you dead yet? No, keep running. What? You know, we got an interesting little thing, actually. If any of you guys out now, and I know you know this name. Stop it. Stop it with this. Stop it. She's dead. She's probably still running in heaven.
Even though she's in hell, she was still a candy bar.
She got to heaven, and they're like, you're going to be on our track team. I know a lot of you guys out there know the name Tyrell, because Tyrell is an awesome animator. He's in the furry fandom, and you guys have probably... God damn it! You guys have probably seen his Raccoons animations. Here, we played a few of them on the show. Have we just actually played the latest one? Raccoon animation now. And what the hell did you just do? What are you doing? He's... God! Are you gonna wake up today or what? Jesus Christ. So, the last one that he just did. There was an alternate version of that that was made. And he made it actually for the Poppet Show. We love the Poppet Show. It's our sister show. They happen tomorrow, Sunday. If you like, original furry, if you're a furry, you like original furry program, original furry entertainment, then this is another one of those. It's a very talented show with people that will actually entertain you from the furry fan. They don't do it for anything except to make their audience happy. Go over there and check them out. Look up the Funday Poppet Show. But Tyrell did an alternate bit of animation for that last one he did. And I think it's funny. We want to play it. But see, me and Jibba actually make a small cameo in this damn thing. We're going to have to watch this. Go ahead and play it now if you can. There we are.
Hey,
I have always, it has been a secret wish of mine.
That puppet, they would kill us?
To be killed off by Tyrell. I have wanted to be killed off by Tyrell for years, and now my wish is granted.
Well, what if I didn't have that wish and I just had, fuck you.
Girl, you went with me.
I don't care about your wish, fuck you.
You went with me.
Shit,
eat it. And you were cute when you went out.
I might
You were
been.
So adorable
I
when you went
very
out.
Cute.
Yes, you were.
Fuck
you were absolutely. You know what time it is?
Come
it is
outside.
Time for you to shut the fuck up and... No, actually, it's time outside. It is time for our local bunny over here, Toast, to actually give you the holidays. There's a little bit of a difference. You go ahead and describe it to him this time.
All right.
If you can manage to click number 5. I don't know if you can do that. Can you click number 5? Is it there?
Yeah,
you there?
I
you
can,
go.
I can. I,
wow, you can be
so
fucking taught.
Sorry.
This is the
set. It's been so long since I've been in front of this thing, so it's 2's broken crap.
And your segment is?
This is the Bunny Holidays. The way that we're going to be working this now, I'm going to have you send in your holiday ideas.
God, you look fat.
For me to beat the living crap out of that bird. For me to actually take, pull them together, turn them into a week's worth of holidays and things like that. Since we're already into March, I don't know what the month is. We'll figure that out. But let's go ahead and get started. Zerafina suggests that Saturday is Change Your Species Day. Very straightforward. Change your species for the entire...
Is that today or next Saturday?
That would be for the Saturday that it's getting broadcast.
Okay, so
it's
today.
Actually going to be an hour-long excursion for...
Yeah, 1 hour. And for some people, they'll... Yeah, go for 1 hour, so okay.
Yeah! Well, we can't forget... Yeah, it's just going to be an hour.
Don't try to speak. Just go on.
She redeems... Zerafina, I don't know if it's a year, she redeems himself. Sunday is going to be mustache day.
Okay.
Draw, commission, fursuit your character with a mustache. Twitter, FA, even your second life.
How about growing a mustache?
One day. What?
Wookie could... so there.
All right, let's see. Monday is going to be Creativity Day by Nathan Woodward. I think I pronounced that right. Basically, grab a pencil, grab a paintbrush, grab a guitar, a bottle of booze. Find something to be creative for the day.
Okay. I can get behind that. I can drink to that.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, Tuesday the 13th. I'm throwing this one out here. Tweet with emoticons day.
No.
All right.
God, no.
You're going to tweet like you normally tweet, including you, Bucktown. Use emoticons.
Okay? Oh, my God.
And just so that I can follow it, I want to see how far it goes. Use the hashtag emote your tweet day. Something.
Yeah.
Dude, seriously, go for it. I'm doing it. Wednesday is by Dark Wolf, imported alcohol day, drink booze from another land.
Okay.
Canada doesn't count.
But what if... Okay.
Well, no, then my question.
But what if you're in England? Does Canada count?
No.
We can't drink any booze from Canada today.
No, but what if you're in Australia? Can you drink booze from Canada?
Would you want to?
Not really. I mean, I love Canada. I love you guys.
But
the two things that Canada has in common with America is they can't drive and they can't make booze. They can't.
Yeah. I'll admit, Canada, love everything. What you call whiskey, I call Drano.
The whiskey that I have actually drank from Canada tastes like what I puke out from Scotland. I'm not even kidding. It actually does. It is.
Somebody needs to bottle that.
Sell it in Canada.
I think they did.
Along with our piss.
Along with the piss, yeah.
Isn't it?
What?
They bottled your vomit and they called it Foster's.
Oh, yeah. Foster's, right. Australian for grip and puke.
Which, by the way, they don't drink in Australia.
They don't drink it in Australia.
Just so y'all know.
Yeah, they don't drink Foster's in Australia.
No. Foster's is Australian for crap.
This Foster's Australian for a joke on America is what it is.
All right, moving on. Thursday is suggested by Mako Jin. It's International Rodent Amnesty Day.
What?
On this day,
rodents?
All the rodents get a free do not eat me pass from predators. Predators may not
explain that to a damn alligator.
But you said turn in your rodents, so it would be like...
What are they going to be, like, saving? Are they going to be going out into the woods and picking up groundhogs and shit?
Just turn them in?
No, you're going to be going out there. You're going to be finding little rodents, and instead of making them a snack, you're going to go out
you're
and
get be
a snack. And
dropping them in the groundhog drop box.
Let's see. Last one. February 16th, Show Species Pride Day. Most furries already do this, but if you don't, here's the day to really do it. Take some pictures. Where's the thing that shows off your species? A pin, some ears, a tail. Put the animal on your head.
How is that different from every day with a furry?
That's what I'm saying. Just, you know what?
Be a furry day.
Take a picture of it on this day and
yeah, send it to us
on Twitter.
Yeah, take a picture and send it to us. We'll we'll put it on the air.
Yeah, or if you're on Twitter, follow me at Toast the Rabbit and throw me some pictures. I want to see this stuff.
Yeah, we'll
so
put it on
anyway,
the show.
That's my segment. I'm done. I'm out of here. Back to you, weirdos.
You know, I just thought of something.
What'd you think of?
Did you realize that we will be at FWA from St. Paddy's Day?
I, you know what? I thought of that. And I am very happy.
Me too.
I am so happy that we will be there for St. Patrick's Day because that means I'm going to drink everything. I'm going to drink all of it. It's going
to
be gone.
Time where we're supposed to drink.
Yeah, exactly.
On a day where you're supposed to drink.
Which means we're going to have to drink extra.
Yes.
Just extra because of St. Patrick's Day at a FurCon. Oh, that's... You know, we're just going to have to drink up everything in the world.
Yeah.
There ain't going to be no booze left for none of you at all.
Sorry.
We're going to go to the bar. We're going to Thursday. It's going to be gone. Then you got to buy us more.
Right.
You're going to have to bring us more back to the FurCon because, yeah, we're going to suck the bar dry. So, yeah, that's how it's going to be. And I'm not... never mind. I was talking... Sorry, the audience was talking amongst themselves and distracting me. Sorry about that. So, but, yes. You know what we have next? Bunny, if it's possible for you to do it, I know it's hard. Could we please have the Dear 2 opening screen? Can we do this?
I'm going to light you on fire.
Can we do this? Oh. Holy shit.
It worked.
Let us know when it's 90 minutes. 90. Repeat that to me. 90 minutes. Okay, 90 minutes. What time is it now? How far have we gotten?
You're 117 in right now.
117. All right. That'll work. Actually, okay, when it's like, yeah, an hour and 30, let me know.
That's 90 minutes,
yeah. But, you know, I have to translate for him because it doesn't say 90. It says an hour and 30. I don't know, you know. So. Let's see. Dear 2. This is from Jesse B., by the way. How art thou? I certainly hope you're doing lovely. And I'm just giddy with warm, spoogy, giddy happiness to see you back on the show. Longtime listener, and I have a question that I'm really sorry if it's been asked before, but I want your sincere opinion on the subject. Do you think marijuana should be legalized? And what is your view on the government's shitty-ass way of dealing with this supposed war on drugs? Sincerely, Jesse B. from Alabama. I think that, I think marijuana should be legalized. I think it should have been legalized a long time ago. There's nothing wrong with pot. I mean, for God's sake, people don't get stoned and go rape nuns. That you don't get stoned and, hey man, now that we're stoned, let's rob a bank and kill fuckers with a, you know, an ice skate. They don't do that. When you get stoned, all you want to do is watch Adult Swim and eat au gratin potato chips. That's it. It's a peaceful drug. There's nothing wrong with it. It's actually less damaging than a lot of the prescription drugs you can get over the counter. People have killed themselves with cough medicine. You can't kill yourself with pot. You'll pass out before you die of pot. So, yeah, legalize the damn thing. Make it legal. You know what? Surprising bit of news this morning. Pat Robertson. You all know Pat Robertson. Everybody knows Pat Robertson because he's the guy who's like this religious fuck that everybody hates, right? Because he's so ultra fucking religious and, like, pray for me or God's going to take me if you don't give me $12 million and why am I suddenly Islamic? I don't know. So... He came out this morning and said, you know what? The government should legalize pot. Pat Robertson is saying that the government should legalize pot. So, you know, I think it should be legalized. What about you, Jimmy?
I think it should be legalized. It's less deadly than booze.
I don't smoke it. But yeah, it's less deadly than the shit you're drinking right now.
That was the point. Why did you sweat the fucking camera?
God damn.
It's less deadly. I'm going to do that again. I think it should be legalized. It's less deadly than booze. The only reason it's not legalized is because they hadn't figured out a way to tax it yet.
Yeah, that's probably it.
That's the only reason.
That is probably, you're probably right about that. Well, and there's probably some southern states that are still like, well, this is the weed of the devil. But other than that, you
but
know.
All of them still smoke it.
Yeah, I know they smoke it.
It's not about, I really think the only reason why it's not legal is because they hadn't figured out a way to tax it.
You're probably right. I it wouldn't surprise me at all. As soon as they figure out a way to tax it, that's it.
You won't even know. You'll go to sleep one night and then it'll be everywhere.
I'm waiting. I'm saving up my money. I'm saving my money because the day that shit becomes legal, I'm starting a pot store. I'm going to open a business. I'm going to open a pot business. I'm going to be on the forefront of that shit. It's just going to, I'm going to totally
just
make
waiting
money.
On that day, aren't
just
you?
Just waiting on it. I'm waiting on it. I don't even smoke the shit. I'm going to open a pot store. Next letter is from Justin Moore. Dear 2 and Jibba, and that's Jibba, that's not the graphic we wanted. What is wrong with you, man? Just, you know, just go back to me. Go back to me, if you can. I was, like, sitting there earlier, and I was like, are you sure you don't need a little time to practice? You know, you haven't done this in a whole season. He's like, no, I only need the 5 minutes to poke around with it. Now look at the shit. All fucked up. Fuck you.
You know,
get it right.
This fuck stick goes through and changes all the camera angles and gives me a bunch of ones I can barely use. And I'm sitting here trying very hard.
Shut the fuck up and let's move on. You fucked up. Shut up.
I'm trying to justify myself.
You don't have a justification, you little twig.
Dear Two and Jibba, what is your opinion? Where's the damn graphic? See? God damn it. What is your opinion on hybrids in the furry fandom? I've seen tiger dragons, wolf dragons, sergal hybrids, bulls, wolf rabbits, and so on. My character is an otter dragon hybrid I've dubbed the Otragon. My goodness. In some cases, creators make a genuine effort to combine elements of their hybrid species, as is the case with me. But I also see hybrids that are obviously attention seekers, like tiger, full horse, soul girl, dragon, rabbit, angel, vampire, neko, coyote, geckos, or something. What do you think of this in either case? From a longtime fan, Justin Moore. I will tell you what I think about this. I think that people who combine a bunch of species like that are trying to make up for the fact that they don't have any personality. I think if you have a personality, you don't have to combine 12 people, 12 different species. I mean, okay, like, a combination of, like, two things, that can be kind of original. You got, like, you know, a Draco Wolf Slug Tar with wings. Obviously, you're making up for being a boring fucker. So, you know, maybe I've known people that stood out more just being a regular fox because they could jump into a chat room and capture people's attention by having a personality. And then there's other people who just jump in there and be 12 different things at once, expecting that we'll get them attention, and it really doesn't. So that's, you know, instead of trying to combine a bunch of shit to make you unique, just have a personality. Be unique through your personality. You can do it. Personality is great. Have one. It's like, you know, a PSA message from the Council of Personalities. Have one today. That's what I don't know.
We're all furries. You know, the first thing we did, the first thing we think is, where's the dick on this 12 million thing gonna be? You have this wolf.
Well, if it's drawn by Doug Winger, it could be anything.
Fox, slug, anthro, bird, griffin, fox, coon, bunny, thing. If it's like anything like growl back, like toast back there, then it's not gonna have a dick. But
either that or 42 of them all over the place.
All over. What the fuck am I gonna do with 42 dicks?
Excuse me. Where is your penis? It's in my eye. I want to see everything. What?
I mean, I have to. I'm a hybrid, a fox coon.
Yeah?
But for those of you who know me, it fits me.
Well, you're just a fox and a coon.
It fits me.
That's fine. You know,
well.
It's a wolf and a fox. Okay. I've seen, you know, a dragon and a griffin. Okay, fine, whatever. But, yeah, you get too many of them.
Wait, a dragon and a griffin, you're already 10,000 things and before you even get to the dragon part.
Oh, no, no, you're not. A griffin is one thing.
Griffin is not one thing. Griffin is not one fucking thing. A griffin is a bunch of animals, and they just created a name to make it
one thing. It is just
don't
one
you
thing.
Know. No. I can say sit here and say a fox coon is a blue dog.
Just because Toast's ass looks like an elephant's ass doesn't mean he's an elephant.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not. He's a bunny.
Not with what I...
Okay, I'm going to shut up.
Is this... Hey, anybody get the idea that on this season, Toast is turning into like the Meg Griffin of the... I don't know why.
I am your fucking whipping bunny.
Next letter from Dobbin. I am a fuzzy red gay dragon from Wales, and I have attended a few fur cons with my assistant's human. My question is it okay for me to keep going to FurCon since I am not actually furry? I mean, FurCons are for humans who are interested in anthropomorphic animals, while I actually am an anthropomorphic animal. Is this a problem? Anthropomorphized animal. Stop reading my shit. Is this a problem? Am I getting too existential? Why are these foxies stalking me now? Am I allowed to cook them with my fiery breath and eat them? Best wishes, Dobbit. Pronounced like Dobbit. I know how to pronounce fucking Dobbit, you stupid son of a bitch. I have him upstairs. I have him in my bedroom. I have a tiny little Dobbit. He is a cute little dragon, and he has a Welsh flag on his tail, so he is upstairs in my bedroom. That is where Dobbit is. And yes, by the way, you are allowed to cook foxes with your fiery breath and eat them. That is all. Sorry. I can't deny that. A dragon has every right to cook a fox. Don't you think?
Yes, a dragon.
A dragon, though.
A dragon.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Which Dobbit is?
Dragon. He is a human. So is his assistant's human.
Dobbit is a dragon.
Dobbit, yes. Dobbit is a dragon.
Yeah.
The person who wrote this letter is not Dobbit.
How do you know?
That dude is a human.
How do you know? I think this letter comes from Dobbit. Who's saying Dobbit can't be sitting in the cave somewhere with the damn 4G smartphone tapping the shit out with his claws? It's possible. I think it's possible. Let's see. Next one's from Metka. Dear 2, I just finished I just finished listening to every 2 Cents episode from episode 1 to episode 162. My condolences, as well as every extra 2 Cents extra since episode. It took a month and a half going at 4 or 5 episodes a day. It's rather amazing to think you've been doing this since 2003 and still going. I don't really have a question. I just wanted to thank you for all the hard work, the side-splitting laughs, and all the subjects you've given me to think about. From Metka, the pyromaniacal Finnick. You know what? Metka just bought another show. I think Metka just bought another show.
Well,
next show.
I wasn't there. I wasn't.
Next show is brought to you by Metka because she said, yes, of course you were in the mail. But she complimented you to all of us from to the work.
Oh yes,
the work that we
everything.
The work that we do on this show, the work that we do, because this is work. So
for you, I just come in here, sit down, and talk.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I asked you if you wanted me to do more. He said, no, it's all good.
I didn't ask you anything.
Just come in here and be black. You don't remember that? You said
I said come in here and be white.
No.
And you fucked that up. You couldn't even come in here and be white just once. You couldn't come in here and be white. I told everybody you're going to be white.
You told me to come in here and be white.
And then suddenly you're here and you're black.
I told you. You told me. Well, you've seen it. I don't remember a lot of it.
The time you were white.
The time I was white.
We don't remember a lot of it either. We don't remember being white. It's just we're born and we have a moment of, and then we're dead. That's it. That's all we remember. Next letter's from Eirik. Dear Two, I had a horrible nightmare last night. I dreamt the new season of Two Cents was about to start, but a few days before, as I browsed FA, I learned that Jibba had died somehow.
Oh, I was close the other day.
Yeah, you were. I didn't know how or why, just that you had posted a short emo journal and Jibba's page had the deceased infinity symbol on it. It made me sad and scared for what would happen on the show. Then I woke up still sad. I had to go on to FA to make sure this horrible event never happened. Then watching Two Cents to make me feel better. Great seeing you guys. Great to see you guys back again for the new season. And please, don't anybody die on the show. This is from Ira Kate. Well,
you know,
we will try.
A couple of days ago, I was very close. I was very close to being dead. I went to the hospital and everything.
Sorry. I made a mistake of looking at the monitor and it looked funny, so I had to laugh. I was going to just sit there dead, but no, it didn't work. We will try not to die.
Oh, I was fighting to stay alive.
We will try not to die. We've got a few more years.
Way, 90 minutes.
It's 90 minutes now?
Wrap it up.
Well, I guess it's about time. We got 5 minutes. Let's 90 minutes. Well, you know, those went kind of fast. There's one more that I want to read. Dear Two and who all may concern on the show. This morning, this is from Dark Fox. This morning, I showered in my sister's bathroom. My purse. Where's the damn graphic?
There isn't one. There's just anonymous JPEG.
Dark Fox. Perilin Dark Fox, you turd.
This morning.
This morning, I showered in my sister's bathroom. I purged my body of filth with her Philly soaps. I cleaned my hair with her watermelon-scented shampoo. And I conditioned my hair with her coconut-scented conditioner. Then I took her Venus razor and cut up all my pubic hair and stuck it to the shower wall in a big smiley face, turned off the water, and left. What is your favorite color? Peril and Dark Fox from California. Yellow.
Pearly pink.
There's the answer. It wouldn't be Two Cents. I'm so glad we're still getting letters like this. I really am. It would not be Two Cents without fucking letters like this. I don't. Oh. My goodness. So, anyway, we are back now. We have returned.
We are back.
By the way, first announcement I have to make for the first show of the new season. There will be no show next week. Jim and I are going to be at FWA. We're going to be doing some panels, and I'm going to be doing a show. We're going to be hanging over there in Atlanta. So we're going to skip next week.
Yeah, go to his show.
Yep.
Come to the first new dance competition.
Yeah, dance competition.
Buy his food.
Yep.
And St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day. You got to do it. The week after that, after FWA, we will return. We'll be introducing you to a new co-host. That should be exciting, hopefully. His name's Cal. I think you'll find him interesting. And, yeah, I really miss doing this. I'm very glad we're back. I'm very, very glad we're back.
But you're kicking me off a lot of times.
I'm not kicking you off. It's just we need some variety. You just, this show's getting too black for me. I don't know. I need some white people in here. You know, you do realize that even though there's going to be another co-host, you will hear Jibba sitting in the back laughing because he will be here.
Oh, he'll come over. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
He'll be in the back laughing. So, you know, you'll always know. You'll be like, damn, Jibba's not on the, he's not in front of the cameras, and somebody will say something. And in the background, you'll hear his effort, and you'll be like, it's like the niggery laugh of home. And you'll be fine. You'll be okay.
And I will say that don't be careful because I might grab a microphone. I might take Toe's microphone back there.
It's possible. We got to take off for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to the first episode, sixth season of Two Cents. Yeah, you have. We will be back in a couple of weeks. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the show. And do take care of yourselves until we see you again. Take care.